program, we turn now to affairs of state. This past weekend, the Democratic National Committee made it official, electing former Vermont governor and one-time presidential nominee shoo-in, Howard Dean, as their choice for new party chairman. As a doctor, the hope is Dean can help reattach the ass handed to the Democrats in the previous election. Outgoing chairman Terry McAuliffe turned over leadership to the good doctor, excited about his new life of no longer having to feign enthusiasm.
I would formally like to hand the gavel over to the new chair of the Democratic National Committee, Governor Howard Dean.
You know, there's something stirring about the peaceful transfer of no power. From in front of the Vaseline-stained lens of C-SPAN, Dean laid out the challenge ahead.
The Republicans know the America they want, and they are not afraid to use any means to get there. But there is something that this administration and the Republican Party are very afraid of.
Snakes! They're afraid of snakes!
Not the budget of the networks, but still, I thought effective. So what is this great re-energizer's plan for jump-starting the moribund Democratic Party?
People will vote for Democrats in Texas and Utah and West Virginia if we knock on their door, introduce ourselves, tell them what we believe.
Knock on their door, introduce themselves, and tell them what you believe. You know, it's really worked so well for the Jehovah's Witnesses.